homosexual pastors. What does the Bible teach? Answers with Ken Ham, host of the video, Genesis, the Key to Reclaiming the Culture. When I was on a speaking tour of England, two major denominations were about to ordain homosexual pastors. While some friends in England were very concerned about their own denomination, it was to vote on whether it should ordain pastors who are practicing homosexuals. So my friends asked me what could be done. I noted that their denomination also believes that evolution is fact and that Genesis is myth. Frankly, their denomination was totally consistent with their beliefs about Genesis. You see, if Genesis is just an allegory or a myth, well, marriage could be whatever you want to make it to be. The only reason that marriage is one man for one woman is because God made a literal man and a literal woman in Genesis. Once you abandon that, well, you could make marriage mean anything you want it to mean and justify homosexual behavior. I told them if they wanted to oppose this evil of ordaining homosexual pastors, they need to get the church back to Genesis.
The evolution belief system has even infected the church. People are compromising on what the Bible teaches, including what Genesis says about creation and what about so-called gay marriage and abortion. Ken Ham explores the link between some of these social issues of our day to the book of Genesis, all found in a powerful DVD. For your gift of any size, we'll send it to you. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS.